Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Another idea of how to profit from your crochet is ads. Now, I've talked about ads in the episode on blogs and another episode on YouTube, but ads in itself can be your strategy. You can create content with your crochet with the sole aim of profiting from ads within that content. So the plan could be a blog that keeps people on the site and keeps them flicking from article to article. Keep reading your content so that you can make more money from the ads. It could be a YouTube channel where you create videos, nice and long ones, so you can have more ad breaks, and that links to other videos on your site purely so you can make money from those ads. Ads can be a profit strategy for your crochet in their own right. And that could mean having both a blog and a YouTube channel. You can also use ads on podcasts. And crochet podcasts are a thing. Although crochet is a very visual thing, there is no reason why you can't have crochet podcasts. And there are podcasts out there made by crocheters talking about anything and everything crochet. And there's no reason why you can't start one of your own. Not to sell anything that you make, not to sell anything of anybody else's, but purely so that you can insert ads into the content. And this gives you the freedom to crochet what you want. It gives you the freedom to talk about what you want within the crochet world. Anything at all. And the aim is simply to keep readers, viewers, listeners engaged with your content, whether it's reading that blog, watching those videos, listening to that podcast, and then clicking to the next piece of content that you link to. The longer people are engaging with your content, the more you will earn from the ads. And sites do this all the time. Think about news sites. They have ads everywhere. A lot of crochet sites have ads on them. My own crochet site has ads on it. There are sites that exist that make money purely from ads. One of the most famous is the Huffington Post. It's a news site. All it does is create tons of content for you to read, news stories, and it makes its money from the ads. When it comes to profiting from ads on your site, whether it's a blog, YouTube channel, podcast, the aim is to get as many people as possible coming to your channel. The more eyes you have on your content, the greater the revenue you will earn from those ads. It's all about the numbers. It's about getting people to get eyes, ears on your content and to get listening. Of course, this means that you've got to create that content, and that does take time. It takes time to build up enough content that links together and enough time to build your reputation, to get found on Google, to market yourself on Pinterest, on social media, wherever that is, to get your content found and to get you those viewers, readers coming in to get there. But you don't have to sell anything. You literally don't have to sell anything of your own. You don't have to recommend anybody else's products. The sole aim is to keep people on your site and engaging with your content. That is it. That's the entire strategy. It means you've got the freedom to do whatever you want with your crochet. whether it's one you want to do Yelp reviews, accessory reviews, you just want to talk about the latest crochet event in your town, crochet news from around the world, talk about other designers and what they do, anything and everything. You just have to create that content to keep people on your site. You've got to learn the SEO, the search engine optimization, so that you get found in search results and click through to your site. This strategy takes time because purely because you've got to create all that content. Whether it's videos, blogs, or podcasts, you've got to get that content created. And how much these ads pay depends on, one, the number of people do you have coming to view your content, and two, the quality of the ad network that is connected to your site. Now, when it comes to YouTube, you don't have any choice about the ad network. It's Google AdSense. Google owns YouTube. No choices involved. But when it comes to your blog and podcasts, you get choices. Podcast advertising is relatively new still. And so there's far fewer networks out there that will offer that service to put ads into your podcast. But for blogs, it's really well established and there's many providers out there. The better paying networks are the ones that need more traffic. And this is where analytics comes in. If you want a good paying ad network, inserting ads onto your blog so that you can get the maximum possible revenue from those ads, you've got to have the numbers coming in. You've got to be able to show your analytics to show how many viewers you get and how long they stay on your site. Google AdSense is kind of the bottom tier. As long as you have a site that works and you've got some original content on there that you wrote and that's recognized as such, you will get accepted to Google AdSense. There are then the middle tier networks such as Ezoic. They require around 10,000 views per month. So you need 10,000 people coming to view your blog every month to be accepted onto that network. And then you've got the upper level tiers, which want 50,000 to 100,000 viewers to your blog every month. The more views you get, the higher paying the ad network. It's all about the numbers. But you can make a full-time income just from these ads. There are sites that make thousands of dollars a month just from ads on their sites. Of course, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes work. You've got to create that content that answers the questions that people are searching for, solves the problems that they want solved. But in crochet, there's all kinds of questions being asked that people are searching Google for. And you simply create the content that answers those questions. And that's everything from what type of yarn can I use for a bag? How do I learn to crochet? Where can I find Karen Simply Soft in the UK? It's all these types of things that you just type into Google. And if you create the content that answers these questions, you will appear in the search results if you get your SEO right. People will click, come to your site, read your content. That is the whole premise of how ads work. And that works for blogs, it works for YouTube, it works for podcasts. Now, podcasts are relatively new. Crochet podcasts, there's very few of them. And fewer ad networks that will add ads into your podcast. But again, you've got to have the numbers. And it's kind of up to you how you go about it. There's all kinds of ways that you can monetize blogs, YouTube, and podcasts in other ways other than ads. But if you just want the freedom to create content whatever that is for your crochet without having the pressure of actually selling anything, then ads are the way to go. Because all you're going to do is have content to insert these ads into. People are more than used to seeing ads on websites that they visit. In fact, it's expected. It's unusual to go to a website and have no ads. That is very unusual these days. Because if a site owner has a lot of content, it just makes sense for them to use ads to increase their income too. So this can be a money-earning strategy in its own right. It's just up to you what kind of content you're going to create for your crochet. But it really is anything that you want. And you just keep creating content as you go. It's very freeing in that you are fully in control. This is one of the few times that you can just say that crochet is your niche. As long as you are creating content related to crochet and you are consistently creating content so that you are, you know, adding tons in there, you can say crochet is your entire niche. That is what your site is about and you can get away with it. It opens up the entire world of crochet to you. And that is a rare thing. I don't think there's any other type of way of earning from your crochet where you can say that you don't need a niche, that crochet is enough. This is one of them, the only one. As long as you can link your content together so that people will click to the next article, to the next article, to a video. You know, you can have a blog, a YouTube channel and a podcast all together. You can have all three, the sole aim of having ads. And keep people clicking from the next piece of content to the next piece of content and keeping them on your site for as long as possible so that they can view as many ads as possible. It's going to take work. It's going to take time to build up that traffic. But if you are consistently creating and publishing content to find on the internet and that gets those questions answered, this can be your entire career, just creating content for those ads.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.